The question that is, if you take my position, my full argument is, if it is our duties to teach our graduate students how to teach, then every one of our graduate students should at one point or another have been a TA and have a chance to be a TA. The contract actually prevents that. You know, you have a situation now where there are people in for 3 years and there are fewer, this makes it impossible for all of them to do it.
Yeah.
So I think it came up as an instance where I said one of the arguments we ought to be using against the TAA, why they shouldn't have that kind of a contract, is to point out to them how selfish they really are. I know how this has become a matter of protecting the interests of those who happen to be in, and how, and there was my point, how anti-educational this whole deal is. And then the answer by some, well, if we do that, we undercut our main reason, primarily Jensen, why we have TA, so that they do work for us. And I said, well, that's not the main reason. The main reason is to teach them. Well, no, that isn't so. It's never been that. There we go. You know, there's an example of situation that would bring out this kind of argument.
So that was in the history department that came up. I wondered perhaps if it might have come up in a general faculty meeting then, when you were talking about the contract.
Maybe at some time, but I wasn't in any one of those. I mean, I just couldn't recall that here in the context of the history department.
Do you want to say anything about the strike, or whether you thought it was anything specific about it?
I don't think there's anything specific about the strike, because, you know, it's my feeling, once you have a labor union, which I think the TA essentially is, once that's accepted, you better accept the strike. I mean, you're on the road to that kind of industrial relationship, so at that point, you cry about spilled water, it doesn't make much sense. So I don't feel strongly about the strike anymore.
I do
feel strongly about the fact that we have a TA in the first place.
I see.
And the main reason about that is the real change of atmosphere, of very personal relationships that have come in between faculty and their graduate students. See, it goes back to my point of view what a teaching assistant is. I see him as a graduate student, as an apprentice, if you will, as a future colleague of mine. The TAA, you know, I'm pushed into an adversary position, whether I like it or not.